what do you think was the, what do you think was the, was there any one people thing that you saw that kind of sparked the team to go on this, you know, to have the last 30 minutes like they did? Was there something in particular about those scrums or anything that kind of?
Well, those probably helped. I think we needed something to pull us into the fight. The first period, we, you know, the first shift kind of said it all. We were just a little passive. We weren't finishing. And I'll give Winnipeg a ton of credit. They, you know, on a back-to-back, they played hard. And I just, we were missing some edge in the first. But as the game went on, you know, you're down 4-2, and you know, some of the rough stuff, I thought, kind of pulled us into the fight a bit. And then we took advantage of probably a tired team in the last half of the game.
Do you think your team is better when they have kind of some physical conversations?
Yes.
Or?
Yes. And it we've got a lot of compete in our room, and we've got guys that play with, you know, a little bit of fire. But at times, you know, especially in 82-game season, it's, you know, we got to pull it out of ourselves. Sometimes the coaches have to do it. Sometimes the leaders do it. And sometimes a little pugilism does it. And that's what happened tonight.
John, how important is it to have, like, an emotional night like tonight, right before you go into the postseason?
I don't know. I just, it's good to have an emotional night and respond. That's what I care about. And the guys care, and they want to win, and they saw that game was in the balance and had a chance to win it, and they did it.
The stat line didn't look good on Elliott early on, but that save he made on Ehlers there, I think it was 4-3.
Yeah, it's timing, right? Sometimes it's not the ones you haven't made, it's the ones you make at the right time, and that was a big save for us. I think their bench had their, you know, guys had their arms raised, and so that was a big save, and you need that. That's like everybody's contributing in their own way, and it was big for us.
So you're looking at the stats, Sam with his 2 points, just three away from Marty.
I just saw that for the four franchise. Yeah.
Franchise scoring leaders. Yeah. It's hard to put into words what he means to the organization.
Ask me that question when he breaks it. I'll save my answer.
Speaking of guys like Stamkos, I know as a team, the game is always involved, but when you have guys like Stamkos and Hedman and Kucherov like playing like this, or, you know, producing, I'm sure it has to do a lot for.
Well, you have to get over the frustration part, because it doesn't always go your way. And more often than not, bounces have gone our way, and the guys have worked for them, but they don't always. And it's, you got to keep your head above water and keep plugging away, because eventually they will. And I thought Cooch was a big reason that game turned around. He made a hell of a feed to Paul, you know, for the 4-3, gets the 4-4 goal, and then, you know, was outstanding in the third. So the best guys, you know, top guys are doing their thing. It's usually bodes well for us.
Can you speak to how well the guys consistently set up opportunities to score tonight?
Well, you could tell they were feeling it, and that's where you have to have that, you know, your mental makeup to get over some of the frustration. I think they were feeling a bit in the first. We were probably fortunate to be 2-2 in the first, but they kept plugging away, and then they started making plays, and that's when we're looking our best, is when, you know, they're doing, not turning the pucks over, they're making plays, and that's kind of the difference between the first and the third.
Coach, everybody talks about your power. I got you.
I give you one.
Everybody talks about your power play, but 6 or 7 goals are an even strength. How important is it to score 5?
Well, you have to, because that's basically what the playoffs are. You know, power plays, although there weren't a ton tonight, but we got the one we needed, and then the second one gave us momentum. So, but the 5-on-5, it's got to be the bread and butter, and it was tonight.
Thanks, man.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.